Both vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal are given to us by the Creator. But the vessels of reception, with the will to receive, it is still not a creation. A person cannot help with anything. He is not yet, all of his reality begins when? When he is born, while he has a desire for self-love. One. And a desire to bestow that the Creator would give him, here is help. Here there is an awakening from the lower one. The lower one should say, I want the vessels of bestowal. He who comes to be purified, meaning that he wants to be given strength to overcome, and he is aided. Student, that's the upper part, Rabash. It follows that the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal are given by whom? The Creator. Only in the vessels of reception, there's no awakening from the lower one. The lower one isn't yet born. The lower one is given self-love, and the lower one needs to awaken. I want vessels of bestowal. That is considered that he comes to be purified. What do you want? Vessels of bestowal. The ability to overcome. In that he is aided. That's why I've said a person cannot. Does not belong to him. The upper one has to give it. So what does the lower one give? I want to overcome. I say help. More than that I can't. Rav Lightman, but that's the whole problem. Rabash, before you need to feel that it's night. Rav Lightman, but then later after that there is no work. Rabash, that is considered at night. While it is darkness, a person is judges. Should he, while it's light that he studies, that he prays, he doesn't think at all about spirituality. He already has it. Or he thinks, I don't want to get into details. Rav Lightman, so what patent is there still? What trick is there, Rabash? Say what you want. I'm not going to say a thing. What are you saying? Student. If a student feels already night, then he has prayer automatically. Rabash, that's the beginning of salvation. True? Very good. And the Lord called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The Creator should help that a person should call the night, which is called the darkness, which is called night, because the person says it's darkness. Students, what's on behalf of the lower one, Rabash? That he'll want at least to know the truth. That he'll want the feeling to see what's going on with him. To self-scrutinize and contemplate. Rav Lightman, where can one take that step from? Rabash, you start with that. That's the order of the work. We've already left the study. Let's learn something.
Kirim de Kabbalah noten bore.
Vessels of the reception are given by the Creator. Vessels of bestowal are given according to man's demand. The Creator builds vessels of reception within us, within which we feel reality. And gradually he advances us throughout thousands of years of human development, and we advance in a will to receive. Further and further, and that becomes like a storage of all the incidents, thoughts, emotions, where the Creator invites different feelings in us and also builds different responses. So he works from both sides. That development precedes the human level. This is on the levels of still vegetative and animate within the human. When the human level begins, then it happens that the Creator invites different desires in us, but in our response, there's already a certain participation on our part that we wish to know why, what for, what's going on. And in essence, these questions are directed at the reason, meaning who is the one who enlivens us and guides our life and our different events in them, in it. That's where the human level begins. The Creator wants us, on top of all the events that He orchestrates in our life, externally and internally, that we will detect Him as none else besides Him. And therefore, since the recognition of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator is our goal in life, it's our purpose in life. So we receive an awakening, and in order for that awakening to be actualized constantly all the time, that a person will simply direct himself to begin with to the world of the Creator, to being present in the world of the Creator, who is the force that drives everything in it. For that we have an environment. And in the environment, there are many different roles. One of which is that it keeps positioning the person in the right place of looking for the reason to everything that's happening to him in mind and heart, in different incidents, different occasions, whatever there is, what one goes through internally, externally, all is none else besides him. When the person works with the group, he also directs himself to a feeling outside, a reason outside that he builds. To the extent that he communicates to the group or shifts to the group his self, this means that at first he thought that he determines everything, or it all depends on him. Now he shifts it to the environment, and then it makes it easier for him and them to turn to the Creator. So he has just a point left, not even a desire, just a small fragment of the self. All the rest, the way he builds it, the way he builds his self, that's the group, and the one he turns to from that self is the Creator. And thus, one continues to discover the Creator as the cause for everything that happens, and he himself sees that he is integrated in that. That there is none but the Creator in the whole of reality. This is the correct form of development, the purpose of development, and the right discovery of the true reality in every step of it. That's what we have to do, to establish ourselves this way properly. We spoke about this recently, addressing this in two levels, addressing the group in two levels, love covers all crimes, the relation to the Creator, and so forth.